Yeah.
I have to agree. I mean, that's the message I get. The message I've got is, that's great, Chief. These are your numbers. This is what you're putting forward. Now come back and cut it 15% right now. Okay. That's what I'm getting. I don't care what anybody says. That's what I get.
And we ask for a prioritized list coming back.
Okay.
That's very important.
All right. Before we get too far off track here, what is the number?
367,000.
Okay. The Chief's total expense account. Heat, fuel, electric, telephone, equipment, radio maintenance. The whole amount of his expenses is $292,000. So if he cut all of his expenses, he still wouldn't meet that goal. Okay, now obviously, we need fuel to run fire engines, ambulances. So with only $292,000 there, where is it going to come from? It's going to come from salaries. When you let salaries down, you're letting services go. Which services? You pick it. We're not going to be able to respond to fires. We're not going to be able to respond to all of the rescue calls. That's a monumental task, to cut a budget like this 15%. You're right. You're gonna ruin the structure of the fire department and the fire service, fire and rescue service in this community.
I hope it wouldn't ruin it.
It would.
It would decimate it. Okay. You mean with your capacity and all your knowledge, and I respect you a lot, Chief, that you could not look at that and come up with the next best situation?
Absolutely not.
You couldn't do it?
Absolutely not.
They run it bare minimum now.
Well, because if you want to know, because here we go, if we cut, well, you know, it's not, no, excuse me, you asked for an answer, I'm going to try to give you an answer.
Sure.
You asked what the numbers are. Those are my numbers. 292,000, you want 360, 370. So the only thing left is personnel. As I cut personnel, I cut services. As I cut services, that also means less revenue coming into the town, which you heard Mr. Dewitt speak very eloquently about, that we need to raise even more. So again, where do I cut from? Who do I put? Where do I put who? I can't come up with that number. I have 2,200 runs I have to handle throughout the year. Where do I pick? Do I pick that up? We're going to do an odd, even rationing on who's going to get medical calls today? We can't do it. How can I pick that up? Because I can't determine when my needs for services come in. I can't say, your emergency is more important than his emergency. Yours came first. Well, you're going to have to wait till I get somebody, maybe in an hour or so. I can't do that. How do you expect me to do that?
You're the chief. I'm asking you.
Well, I'm telling you, I can't do it.
You cannot do it.
I cannot. How much more exact do I need to be with it?
That's fine.
I cannot do it.
Okay. So let's have that noted as well.
Well, everybody's getting very excited.
We simply asked for some help with trying to structure the budget, and now
he can't do it.
That's fine. So then we won't have any input from the fire department, I guess, regarding this topic. And when this budget committee has to vote, we're going to vote. And okay, we're going to vote, and we're going to go at these line items without any input.
You'll excuse me, Mr. Gonzalez. I don't wish to be part of this kangaroo court anymore.